Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive.
Powered by Klipsch Audio.
From WTTSFM.com.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to Indianapolis.
Thank you very much.
Was the last time you were here, was it back in 2012, or have you been back since? Because I remember you played the Rathskeller before.
I think it was 2012.
Yeah, yeah. We were outdoors in the beer garden. That was an amazing show. So, the amphitheater.
Really fun.
Just right around
place.
The corner. But
yeah.
All right. Just a couple questions for you, LP. Knew you grew up in New York and eventually moved out to Los Angeles. So, just want to have you maybe give some of the members in the audience some of your musical influences that you kind of admire, or you kind of influenced how you got your sound, how you...
Well, I was fine before you guys got here, and then I got something in my throat. Sorry. I liked a lot of, like, classic rock, you know, like, I learned a lot of, like Zeppelin, I think, kind of influenced my, like, all the high stuff that I do is, like, kind of, like, on, like, a Zeppelin, Aretha Franklin, Joni Mitchell kind of thing, like, so it's, like, a lot of classic rock, and then... I really loved people like Nirvana and Jeff Buckley in the 90s and stuff. And that was, Jeff Buckley is like one of my favorite, as far as the drama and the histrionics that he does. So that was one of my favorites. But I like all kinds of stuff. I like just straight up pop music too.
Anybody today that maybe you kind of like, maybe want to sample from or help out with, or maybe you want to tour with?
Someone like Bruno Mars is like really like, you know, like that kind of guy I would love to tour with.
His
like,
energy just is
the
crazy.
The thing that I like about him is that he's like the best part. Like he conjures up old stuff, you know, and then but it's got a new spin on it, you know, like he and the talent of his band and him is just like very real, you know. There's no, if you like his songs, if you don't like his songs, it's still like you can't argue with his talent. Like I was at this this Warner Brothers, because Atlantic and Warner Brothers are kind of like together, and I was at this Warner Brothers party, and he played with his band, and it was the year I think that he had all those first breakout hits, and he didn't do any of them. He just sang covers and like did all these like mashups of like other songs,
yeah.
And it was unbelievable, you know. And I don't think you could see many artists today that could sing, like could play and sing all those covers and twist them around and mix them up. It was like they have like they just have like everything that the old bands had, you know.
That's super cool. Super
talented. Like the acumen, the musician like acumen is just like ridiculous. So.
Well, that's pretty cool. Summer of LP, what does that look like for you this year?
It's just like more touring, you know. I'm really happy to have the record out that people can hold in their hands and really listen to and study, but look at hard. Because I haven't had anything. This is my first major label release, and I feel like everything's always been kind of like half-assed would be a wrong word. I mean, not completely like slaved over, you know what I mean? It's nice to have...
Perfectionist is what
we
call it.
I like, you know, I mean, I feel like I can do it live. I know I can do it live. I mean, I'm like, that's like kind of my thing, mm-hmm. But it's really nice where I don't like, where I'm not listening to it going like, oh God, Jesus, nah. You know, it's nice to just be like, I got it right. It's done. Here it is.
The record she is speaking about is Forever For Now, which everybody will get a copy of afterwards during the meet and greet. We'll have her sign one for you.
Thank you.
One last question. Coming up with a title for it. How'd that come about?
Well, the Forever For Now, the song was, it was written up in Big Sur. It's like a very deep song for me. It was written on my mom, who's passed away. Both my parents passed away, but my mom's birthday. And I was very, not in a bad way, like not in a sad way, really, but in a, like, I felt like her around me that day a lot, you know, and I was sitting on this amazing, beautiful cliff. I literally, like, I was sitting on a rock like this, and then there was, like, thousands of feet down that way. Oh. And I was back a little bit, like, because I'm a wuss. But I was just like, yeah, looks good. You know, there was, like, a whole, like a 2 feet. So, but I just had my ukulele. I had no phone, and I was completely alone for the first time. I'm from New York, and then I moved to L.A., and I don't think I haven't had another person within a mile radius of me.
Or 100 feet?
or 100 feet. Yeah. 100 feet, geez. I mean, right? Yeah. 100 feet. So this was like, there was no one for miles around, and it was really cool. And I just, this whistle melody came up that's on that song. I had this whole, like, I had, like, that movie City of Lost Children in my head, and I had, like, that... that scene in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang where the kids are like all down there hiding from, you know, I don't know why, don't ask me why, I was tripping on mushrooms, it was not, you know, it was a nice, it was a good one, it wasn't like, oh, she's on drugs, it was like, you know, it was like, it was like Native American, man, it was great.
That's
anyway, so
pretty brave to be that close to a cliff.
What's that?
Pretty brave to be that close to
a
cliff.
Oh yeah, yeah. No. Even I'm like, even on drugs, I'm still a wuss, I'm still, I know my limits, you know. But there was a whole thing. I mean, you know, there was like a chief in the rocks. My dad was standing behind him. I don't know why he was behind him. Anyway, it was all a whole thing. There were little like guys in the trees that were like, it was awesome. Anyway, so the sun was shining down on the water and it was making this like that trail as it does, you know, and I was calling it Forever. I was like, look at Forever showing off over there. And then in the song, I wrote this line, you know, Forever. And then Izza Summers, who was writing it with me, finishing it with me, and producing it, she said, so what, she had to put it in the computer, like, so she's like, what are you calling it? And I was like, I guess Forever. I was like, I don't really want to be the title, it's a little generic, you know. She's like, oh, we'll just call it Forever for now. And then we both look at her, and she's like, Forever for now! Oh my God! And then it just kept getting better and better. Like, every time I like say it more, I'm just like, oh. Huh. So like, yeah, so it wasn't like, it was deep, but not as deep as, you know, it's like, it, you know, this is the kind of thing that's happened in the studio all the time. It's like probably some of your favorite songs, most meaningful songs, the songs you've cried over. I like, the guy's like, eh. It's like, his sandwich came and it's like, oh shit. Yeah. Angie made my sandwich. Angie. You know, like, I don't know. You never know.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
All right, everybody gets to enjoy LP today, but just so everybody does know, she will be touring with OAR this summer, so she'll be out at the Lawn on June 27th, so make sure you come out to the Lawn and check her out. And then, once again, I'm going to let her take over. It's LP, live here in Sun King Studio 92.
Thank you very much.